Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. 8 bills are being introduced in Madison that a sponsor says will help restore a more open and transparent state government campaign system. WXPR's Ken Krall reports.
State Senator Chris Larson was joined by open government advocates Wednesday. The Democrat from Milwaukee is introducing the campaign integrity package to the legislature, designed to give the public a chance to see who are the money drivers in campaigns.
Common sense changes that don't drastically overhaul the campaign finance system, but put it in to the mainstream so that people can hold their elected officials accountable and see more clearly where the money is coming from and who is buying influence with politicians.
Among the items the bill requests is a restoration of campaign contribution limits, ending corporate contributions to campaigns, which Larson calls legalized bribery, and clearer transparency for campaign contributions, including watching for coordination of contributions from specific industries. Larson says he already has co-signers to the bill, but passage is uncertain.
Unfortunately, we exist in the system that was purchased by legalized bribery with the changes in law that have been put into place. They weren't put in place for good government reasons. They weren't put in place so that the public could know what's going on. My expectation is that those politicians that like the rigged system probably won't be signing onto the bills and will probably be pushing against it. So we'll see who that is.
The Milwaukee Democrat was joined by members of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and Common Cause of Wisconsin to make the announcement. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Problems at Veterans Administration health facilities have been in the news, but a recent report generated by VA Secretary David Shulkin gave high remarks to the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, with clinics in Rhinelander and Ironwood. Center Public Affairs Officer Brad Nelson says 14 facilities in the U.S. were given one star, the lowest rating, but Nelson says the facility is ranked 7th in the nation in quality and came through as a 5-star facility.
One of the keys to that is our workforce. We have an engaged workforce, and we've actually are ranked 8th among all Veterans Health Administration facilities. That includes medical centers, clinics, and other healthcare facilities in the VA. We're ranked 8th as 8th best place to work.
The medical center and outpatient clinics serve 20,000 area veterans. Nelson says even though the facility was built shortly after World War II, the VA reported they have good facilities.
We have been very good stewards of the government's money, and we've actually been ahead of schedule. As Mr. Rice likes to say, is that even though we're 66 years old, when you walk in, it does not look like a medical center from the 1940s. It has state-of-the-art equipment. It's modern design and remodel.
Jim Rice is medical center director. Nelson says it was one of the first 39 VA facilities to offer same-day service for more urgent primary care and mental health needs of veterans. The facility covers 24 counties in Michigan and Wisconsin. A civil action against Boulder Junction Town Board members alleging they violated Wisconsin's open meeting law was filed in Vilas County Court by District Attorney Martha Milanowski. Court documents indicate a complaint was received from Greg Walker of the Lakeland Times last February regarding a closed session held September 8, 2016. Milanowski requested Sheriff Joe Fath investigate the allegation, and the complaint relies on his report indicating the town board went into closed session to discuss compensation over a public employee. In open session, the town board voted to compensate the clerk treasurer Kendra Mora-Sazewski for paid time off earned but not used. She is an elected official and not an employee, according to the complaint. The complaint seeks judgment. The open meeting stature was violated to void any action and to assess a forfeiture of not less than $25 nor more than $300. The town has 20 days to respond to the complaint. Nativity of Our Lord Catholic Parish Wednesday broke ground on a renovation and addition project at the King Street location in Rhinelander. After receiving a $1 million grant from the Cleary Foundation late last year, plans quickly moved forward to add a new vestibule and restrooms, remodeling the church to create a new gathering area and worship space. Father Randy Knopf is pastor at the church, and he says plans have been in the works for a dozen years, and they hope to have all the work done by Easter 2018. He says there will be some temporary changes while construction is going on.
We're going to move all of our liturgical life, all of our masses and services are going to move to our north site up on Stevens Street at the former St. Joseph School and Church up there. Literally everything starting next Tuesday is going to take place, funerals, weddings, Sundays, everything is going to be up there for the next 8 months.
The former St. Joseph's Parish and St. Mary's merged 12 years ago. Father Knopf says much planning has gone into the project.
We're very happy about today. It's literally been years and years of planning. We've had to readjust. Our needs have shifted tiny bits over the years. We've had different kinds of approaches to the project, but we think we've finally got something that is within our ability to take care of and will serve our needs.
Father Knopf says the main church hasn't had significant renovations since it was built in 1962. Myron Construction is the general contractor. Your forecast for tonight, a 20% chance of showers, increasing clouds, lows around 53 degrees. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs near 74. That's your news for this Wednesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.